BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Having just returned from South Georgia, HMS Clyde is now back in the Falkland Islands. I caught up with her captain, Lieutenant Commander Carl Wiseman, who explained their journey back and their interesting ideas for entertainment.
As I spoke to you last time, we were in Gripviken. The trip back was a bit emotional, to say the least. We've had 9-metre high seas, 60 knots of wind, the ship moving around about 15 degrees pitching, which is up and down, 20 degrees rolling, which is side to side. So we're glad to be back in terra firma, having taken 4 days to get back.
It's all a little bit lighthearted on board at the moment due to a beard growing competition.
Yeah, well, it's tradition in the Navy that we're allowed beards. We're the only service which are allowed to grow beards. And traditionally, you're allowed 2 weeks to grow a beard. And as the captain, I then decide if they can keep the beards or they have to shave them off. So we've decided to cease shaving for the duration of the trip. And then most people have been sprouting various facial hair. Some are good, some are bad, as we've seen from the wards this morning. In the Navy, it's traditional to grow beards. And the reason the Navy have beards was to initially distinguish themselves between ourselves and Royal Marines, who used to serve at sea with us. So Royal Marines are allowed moustaches. It's very traditional for the Navy to grow beards, so we are distinguishable, and more importantly, it looks after your skin a lot better in the harsh Southern Ocean winter.
Petty Officer Scott Pearson explained slightly more about the competition as the competitors described to me their beards.
Basically, raise a bit of money for the ship's charity. We had a beard growing competition. It's naval tradition. Go on deployment. We're 10 days away from the Falkland Islands, so we all put a bit of money into the pot, a couple of quid each, to basically grow a beard. But I had good fun doing it. Took the mickey out of each other with how bad our beards look, some more than others. Myself looking a bit trampy, others looking a little bit like Desperate Dan from The Dandy. It's all good fun. We all enjoy it, and at the end of the day, it's for a good cause.
Hello, my name's Leading Seaman Andy Bowness. Ship's communicator. I don't like to talk about my work I do for charity, but my beard's skanking. Thank you.
I'm Chief Petty Officer Campbell. I'm a WEO on board the ship. My beard is a nice golden Kenyan sunset colour. It keeps growing constantly until I shave it.
My name's Lieutenant Pete Evans. I'm the navigator on board. Mine's a particularly splendid beard, a nice deep red squirrel colour, and just the right length to satisfy.
Yeah, I'm Petty Officer Beaver, Dave Beaver. I'm the chippy on board. I've been told that my beard looks a bit John Holmes, porn starish, and also shaggy out of Scooby-Doo.
Lieutenant Kieran Dillard, Marine Engineering Officer on board Clyde, and now proud winner of the beard growing competition. And very grateful for my BFPS mug and shaving foam, which should now shave off the beard.
Well done to everybody involved in the rather different charitable event of growing a beard on HMS Clyde. And remember, ideas are like beards. Men do not have them until they grow up.
Your stories.
BFBS.